Hello and welcome to Ancient Wisdom, Modern Science with me, Michelle Hammond, here on UK Health Radio. It's an absolute thrill to have you join me. Thank you so much for being here. And for all of you that have reached out after last week's show, where we explored these seven emotions and internal causes of disease, I am always so appreciative when you take the time to share your thoughts and to share your thinking around the shows as we produce them. It's really lovely to get that sense of interaction and engagement. Today, I want you to think about if you could begin to optimise your health, not with more pills, more procedures, or more effort, but with something as simple and as powerful as your breath. Because in today's episode of Ancient Wisdom, Modern Science, we're stepping into one of the most fascinating frontiers in health and longevity. Cellular energy and performance, and the evolving science of NAD+. Because at the heart of all health is energy, and at the heart of energy is the cell. And what we're beginning to understand through both ancient systems of medicine and modern science is that how we support ourselves changes everything. For years, NAD+ has been at the centre of conversations around ageing and repair and vitality, but access has often been limited, very clinical, and out of reach for so many. And that's where this conversation begins to really shift things. Because when you bring together breath, biology, and technology, you don't just change how we treat the body, we begin to change how we understand it and how we can optimise it. And my guest today is Ian de Haviland, a leader in the longevity and performance medicine space and the co-founder behind NAD Plus AirX, a new patent-pending approach exploring inhalable delivery of NAD Plus through the lungs. At its core, this is about something deeper than just powerful nutraceuticals. It's about how we make cutting-edge health science more accessible, more scalable, and more relevant to real life. Reconnecting modern science with something deeply human. So Ian, it is so fabulous to have you here with us. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing your wisdom. But before we get into all things NAD+, let's start with you. So tell us a little bit about your journey. What led you to health optimization? And then specifically, what was the moment or the realization that led you to building the NAD clinic groups and into the NAD+ AirX?
Thanks for inviting me on, Michelle. So I'll give you a little bit of backstory about myself. So originally, I'm from a finance background. I found myself being introduced to NAD+ late 2014 through an investment I'd made in a rehab business. Been working in the city for all those years, I was in that era where many of my friends, colleagues were going to rehabs. It almost became cool and trendy to go to rehabs. What I used to notice is that the reason they went into these rehabs in the first place, they'd kind of forgotten about. They'd forgotten it was less about the underlying cause, and then it was more about the experience. And I couldn't quite understand it. The time spent away from their families and their careers was more detrimental to their health than the underlying cause and the reason for going into the rehabs in the first place. I had a friend who was quite high up in the rehab industry, and one day we were speaking, and he said to me that the whole rehab model is relatively flawed. It was designed around the 1960s American insurance system, and it's out of touch with today's society. So me and my infinite wisdom, I decided to invest in a rehab business in Europe, and with the fundamental approach that we were going to shorten the time spent in residential rehabs and we were going to introduce an aftercare program. So we were looking for protocols to enable this, and someone just nonchalantly said to me that we should check out NAD+. I believe there's a couple of celebrities that had gone through alcohol detox programs. Did some research. I found out there were six facilities in the whole world promoting NAD+. Four were in the US, one was in South Africa, and one was in Mexico. I spent some time in the US. I learned a lot about what NAD+ does on a physiological level, what it does on a cellular level. And more importantly, I did a course of NAD+ myself. So I did a 5-day program, and I lived a pretty busy and semi-hedonistic life at the time. You know, I was working in the city, and after 5 days, I was pretty rejuvenated. I was mentally and physically a lot more fluid and able. In fact, I felt relatively brand new. So I started to question, I guess, the doctors and the scientists there. Why couldn't NAD plus IV therapy be used for executives, people like myself, not necessarily people who were, you know, substance addiction issues? And nobody really could give me a reason as to why not. I did some more research on NAD plus and discovered that the original pioneers of the therapy were actually based in South Africa. I traveled down to South Africa. I got to know these guys really well, really genuine people, researchers, psychiatrists. And I got involved in this business down in South Africa. The reason behind that was because when I found out that the formulation they were using down there was the only registered NAD plus IV formulation that was actually on a medical register. As a business person, I realized that addiction is stigmatized. So what we had to do really to turn this into a commercial proposition was to re-engineer the narrative. So we developed a 6 pillars of wellness philosophy. I set up an R&D team down in South Africa. And the 6 pillars of wellness philosophies we still use today. And at the back of that NAD clinic, the brand was born. And this was around, the genesis for this was around 2016. And since then, over the past decade or so, we've developed the business into what it's become today as the world's leading producer and purveyor of NAD plus IV therapy, sterile injectables, and a bunch of other kind of key nutraceuticals.
Amazing, an incredible journey through that. Just for people listening who aren't familiar, what is NAD? What is NAD plus?
So NAD plus is basically, it's a foundational coenzyme that's found in every cell in your body. Obviously, it plays a central role in cellular energy production, metabolic function, key repair and stress response pathways. Basically, it's it converts food and into ATP, into energy. NAD plus stands for nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide. And it's effectively essential for any energy metabolism. And it also supports DNA repair, cellular stress responses, and a healthy aging in your biology.
Hold that thought. We're just going to take a quick commercial break. So don't go away.
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to Ancient Wisdom, Modern Science with me, Michelle Hammond. Let's jump back in. And so what damages it? Why would it be compromised? What are the things that are challenging that production? Is it just through aging?
Well, on the physiological level, your NAD plus levels start to decline naturally around 30 years old. Your NAD plus levels will decline or be exacerbated through illness, through lifestyle choices, through stress. So yeah, all those issues are going to really exacerbate. But I guess the fundamental is just natural aging. You basically, on a cellular level, you start to decline around 30 years old.
Yeah, it's quite depressing for a 50-year-old woman to hear. But with that in mind, how do you test it? How do you know? I mean, apart from feeling, you know, unoptimized and sluggish and unable to focus and naturally seeing the decline in functions that were stronger 10 years before or 20 years before, what are the kind of more medical testing routes people can have to check their levels?
I mean, there are a number of tests out there, and a number of, you know, we've developed our own in-house testing through mass spectrometry. And there are a number of labs around the world have got different methodologies in testing NAD levels on a cellular level. We prefer mass spectrometry. We work with a lab in Switzerland, in Geneva, and we also work with another lab in Estonia. It's actually quite a tricky molecule to track. So, you know, NAD plus is even after an infusion or even after an injecting yourself, it dissipates. It moves around your body in the plasma. So it's not an easy metric to sort of measure.
And that's been in the clinics. That's been your primary route to delivery, hasn't it? The injectables.
To be honest, it has. And our core business, I mean, we have two clinics of our own. We've had since one in South Africa, in Cape Town, and one in London. Our clinics are actually less as commercial clinical businesses. They're more to showcase the protocols and to showcase the products that we produce. Our core business is the production and the supply of NAD plus sterile injectables and nutraceuticals, and more recently, in the last 3 or 4 years, effectively DIY applications through pen technology to a number of other, from nasal sprays through to the DPI technology we'll probably talk more about later on.
And so who's been coming for these within the clinic settings that you've helped facilitate and manage? Who's the audience so far?
Over the 10 years we've been working in this space, that it started off, NAD Plus was, as I say, it was primarily an addiction protocol. So before, for alcohol and lifestyle detoxing, then it sort of evolved into an anti-aging protocol, I suppose, which is still quite popular. And over the past few years, especially since COVID, NAD Plus has become more synonymous, I guess, with cellular optimization and elevating energy levels, supporting immune systems, and for human performance optimization. But I guess the most common condition or curiosity it's used for today is longevity.
So this is a big word, isn't it, that we're just seeing snowballing. In fact, I don't think I can listen into anything, pick anything up at the minute without seeing the word longevity written on it or being sold in some capacity. What is your understanding of longevity, and how does it apply to what you're doing?
Well, for me, longevity is expanding your health span, more so about your lifespan, and generating the largest period of your life without illness or disease. But it's also about, you know, making sure on an emotional level, even that you know you're mentally well. We're big proponents of supporting mental health, so it's not just about on a physiological level and physical longevity, and certainly it's not just about lifespan.
And so tell me about the progression then, because you've just launched with your co-founder, Erin Lee, you've just launched the NAD Air X, which seems to be quite a revolutionary approach to delivering nutraceuticals anyway. So tell us about that transition from where you have been with the clinics and into this new venture.
So NAD Air, I'll start about the technology behind it. I mean, I've got a big ambition to democratize longevity effectively, because today we support, you know, thousands of clinics around the world who purchase our performance or longevity meds. And these have been kind of centralized about, I could say, quite well-off areas in the populations. So, and these therapies are quite expensive when you go into clinics. So we've always been looking at ways to democratize and effectively give access to the masses. So we were looking at administration techniques of for NAD Plus and other nutraceuticals. More recently, we launched a pen on the back of, I guess, the success of the GLP-1s, or the Ozempics and the Wegovys, yeah, which has been really popular. But we were always looking for other ways to be able to administer NAD Plus so it was safe, bioavailable, it had efficacy, and also it crossed borders from a business perspective. You know, with injectables, there's always issues crossing borders, because ultimately it's an off-label medicine. So just by chance, I mean, I was sitting at a train station one day, and I just saw someone using an asthma inhaler, and I just thought, wow, why can't we sort of start to deliver NAD Plus and other nutraceuticals by a technique that's been around for 50 plus years. But we did a lot of research into dry powder inhalation delivery or DPI technology, and we did some feasibility reports, and we figured it all out, and we've managed since then to get 4 patents around the technology, and we've worked with some pretty amazing R&D teams and some great universities, and excitingly, we're about to launch NAD Air X at a big trade event called FIBO in Germany next month.
Which is amazing, isn't it? And as you say, so it's, you know, those moments, isn't it, that I kind of can imagine that train station moment of just seeing someone with an inhaler, something that, you know, has administered medicine for a considerable amount of time. And actually, why not open it up to other ways of administering? But how do you go about testing something like that and monitoring the safety and efficacy of it? Because that doesn't sound like a very easy task.
What do we do? So first of all, we looked at the science behind DPI technology. And it's all, it's basically the NED plus, or, you know, any active ingredient or active medicine is going to be delivered on a pulmonary system. It's going to go into the alveoli. So we need to make sure it was safe. NED plus is absolutely safe. It's also not on a any banned list. So tick those boxes. So then we had to look at the molecule itself and the particle size. And to make DPI technology work, you have to mill the particle size of the active NAD plus down to between 1 and 5 microns. So effectively, it's almost like a dry vape. And so we ticked all those boxes. We've done multiple 18 months of R&D. We've done lots of safety testing. And then the results have been incredible. So we're super excited. We're also going to be getting Indeed Sport accreditation. So as part of what we've been doing recently over the past couple of years, we've started working a lot more with professional sports with our sterile injectables. And now we're going to be introducing the NEDRX technology into pro sports as well. So it's not just into the mainstream consumers. It's we're hoping to take this into professional elite sports over the coming months. Hence the reason we're going to be launching at FIBO.
Yeah. And so what's the ultimate benefit for someone who's already using it in the ways that are available, the pens and the, aside from convenience, is that proven to have better quality absorption and impact?
Yeah. In terms of bioavailability, DPI technology enables us to get, you know, a much greater absorption than through subcutaneous. So, just below IV administration, we believe that the DPI technology is second only to doing an IV. And it's also a smarter, more practical, and more scalable delivery, you know, modeling. I think for us, it's in terms of cost as well. It's for the end user, we're literally looking at probably about half the cost of subcutaneous. Obviously, we as a business, we don't want to be cannibalizing our own business model. So it's rather than being an alternative, something what would run alongside maybe IVs. Another real strong benefit is the fact that it doesn't need cold chain, and it can travel much easier than carrying needles around effectively. So yeah, we're super confident that NEDRX is going to be a relative game changer, we believe, you know, and it's going to introduce NED plus IV therapy and a bunch of other key nutraceuticals that we plan to launch over the coming months and years behind this, hopefully the success of NEDRX into these core markets like Africa, like India, like Southeast Asia, potentially LATAM, where maybe the disposable income is not as available as it is in places like Europe and the US.
Yeah. Okay, so it sounds amazing. And as you say, sort of democratizing that access and giving that scalability with something like this seems really, really smart. So how would somebody use it? I mean, this is something that they use daily, or and at what point would they likely see results from using it in this method?
Yeah, it's a daily dosing. We're recommending it basically comes in capsules, and each capsule contains formulations with 60 milligrams of NED plus. So we recommend 1 to 2 capsules twice a day. Effectively, you know, it's a minimum of kind of 120 milligrams of pure NED plus. The formulations is exactly the same as what we use in our sterile IVs. It's just a different preparation. And in terms of, I guess, the efficacy and the performance, it's certainly, we think it's an improvement on a subcutaneous pen model, and certainly much better than the majority of oral supplements, nasal sprays, or other sort of techniques that NED plus is typically administered by.
Hold that thought. We're just going to take a quick commercial break, so don't go away.
UK House Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK House Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to Ancient Wisdom, Modern Science with me, Michelle Hammond. Let's jump back in. In regards to cost, you've mentioned that this becomes more affordable. What sort of cost are individuals looking at if they want to invest in AD?
For any DRX, price point's going to be around about £150 a month on a subscription, a monthly subscription in the UK, Europe and the US.
Great. And how does that compare with mainstream options available for people now?
I mean, an IV depends on the protocol exactly, but, you know, a typical NED plus IV protocol is probably going to cost you around £500 in the UK in a reputable clinic, you know, $600 to $700 if you're in the US, even more if you're in a kind of maybe an upmarket or you booked a concierge service. You've got a lot more flexibility with NED RX. As well. So I guess a subcutaneous pens typically £300 to £400 for a monthly supply. So you're looking about half the cost of a subcutaneous pen, and even less when you compare it against an IV. Plus you've got the flexibility and you've got, you know, similar levels of efficacy and absorption.
Which is considerable, isn't it? That's a considerable decline in sort of cost for people and makes that so much more accessible for a broader range of individuals looking to sort of access or optimize their sort of health.
Yeah, I think it's very complex. I mean, I think it's going to be complementary for most people. I mean, unless it's you are in maybe one of these demographics, which is, you know, you're maybe earning capacity or disposable income is kind of limited. But, you know, I strongly believe there'll be a lot of users of IV therapy, NED plus IV therapy, or continue to do NED plus IVs. And they'll just carry the NEDRX as a kind of supplementary benefit. You know, I don't think it's going to be either or, it's going to be just really complementary. And I speak from experience, you know, I really enjoyed doing NED plus IVs. I've been doing them regularly for over a decade, and I plan to sort of continue to do IVs, and I'll start doing my pens occasionally, but I think I'll be moving on to the NEDRX over the coming weeks and months now.
You mentioned that there's other sort of nutraceuticals kind of in the pipeline, but also potentially there's other nutraceuticals delivered with the NAD. Tell me a little bit more about that.
And we're going to be launching on the NEDRX, we're going to be launching a high-dose glutathione variant shortly after we've launched the NED+. We're looking at a bunch of peptides, which we feel will benefit from this delivery system. We've already launched, you know, a number of products in the pen format. So we're really excited. I mean, NED Clinic today manufacture and supply close to 200 products. Obviously, our core business is supporting professional clinicians and physicians and medical spas, and more recently, the professional sports organizations. But the launch with NADRX, will really, really amplify our reach into direct consumer markets.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's been, because as you say, you work closely with lots of clinics and performance environments and wellness spaces. And how do you see that kind of innovation being integrated more into those spaces, particularly the spa and wellness market?
Certainly NEDRX opens up these markets. I mean, we work with a lot of hospitality brands around the world these days. You know, over the past 3 or 4 years, the majority of the main hospitality brands and spa brands have kind of orientated towards longevity and performance. And we've been very supportive of this. Obviously, NEDRX, the benefit of it is you don't have injectables. You don't have that sort of overcome from a business perspective. So, you know, it could be sitting in a hotel room as a takeaway. It's something you could put on, it could be in a airline goodie bag. So we're really excited about, you know, a number of kind of innovative ways that we think we could introduce NEDRX into mainstream and also into maybe niche markets as well. So yeah, it's very, offers a lot of opportunity, I feel, over and above what we've been able to achieve with sterile injectables.
Yeah, as you say, there's such a barrier to those, isn't there? Not only in the hygiene, safety and efficacy and clinical spaces that need
and phobia as well. A lot of people are needle phobic. So, you know, you're sort of getting over that sort of barrier as well, which is the least friction points, the better.
Absolutely. That's really exciting. And who couldn't use it? Is there a client group that you're like, actually, this isn't accessible to them yet? Or is this kind of really opened it up to all?
Well, I mean, it's less about the delivery system. It's more about the active ingredient. So NEBD Plus is relatively durable. There aren't so many contraindications. We don't advocate anyone who's pregnant or breastfeeding taking NEBD Plus. Anyone who's has active cancer or even in remission, we believe that they should always get a sign off from their oncologist if prior to using NE plus, the NED plus stimulates cellular activity. You've always got to be mindful of that. But typically, for us, it's anyone under the age of 18. Yeah, so that's the only real people who shouldn't be taking NED plus, or certainly shouldn't be taking it unless they've got the sign off from a physician, or a licensed physician.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, Ian, tell me in regards to when I will see the benefits. You'd mentioned sort of within just a few days when you first started taking NAD with this sort of delivery system. Is this something that I'm going to notice benefits from really quickly? And then once I've got those benefits, is the idea that I continue with my daily dose, or do I phase it down? Do I phase it out? Do I only need it at certain times of the year as a result of testing? Or tell us how we track the need to keep using.
Well, we recommend that be using the doses. Effectively, it's microdosing. So we'd be recommending you do the doses we're suggesting on a daily basis. Obviously, depending on your lifestyle as well, if you're leading a really stressful life, if maybe you're even burning the candle at both ends, or maybe you've been under stress from illness, then obviously it's important to elevate your NED plus levels, and thereafter it's maintenance effectively. So once you've elevated your levels of NED plus, and it is always great to test where feasible, but also it is sometimes about how you feel. You know how you feel on a physiological level. You know how you feel in terms of cognition or mental sharpness. NED plus is incredible for clearing things like brain fog. We're very hopeful and encouraged. We've done a lot of the research on, for instance, with NED plus for students for cramming, during the exam seasons and things. So we've even had, as part of our testing, a lot of long distance lorry drivers and people like that in haulage and air stewards and stewards who've been giving it out to a lot of people. So there's a lot of stressful jobs out there, who are going to benefit from taking NED plus, certainly with an administrative technique, so you don't have the issue of carrying needles effectively sharps through airports or through maybe difficult situations. So this product itself is like the same size as kind of a Tic Tac box. It's very, very simple, so easy to use. It's incredible, really. No batteries, no moving parts. It's very fundamental. And then we're very fortunate to work with an amazing company behind the technology who actually sell into the asthmatic and respiratory illness markets. More than 50 million of these units a year. So it's proven technology that's been around for 50 years. And we're the first company who's actually, let's say, re-engineered it and repurposed this for the delivery of performance medicines.
And you've mentioned some really exciting opportunities for research there, not only just the research you've done to get it to market and to be able to sort of launch it. You've talked about some of the different groups there from cousin haulage to air stewards and students. What's the future research looking like? What's your hope that you're going to be able to evidence or individuals you're working alongside to sort of richen the research further?
I think the future of NED Plus is all about better science, better delivery, better diagnostics, and a more real, more honest conversation about where it can genuinely help. There's obviously a lot of hype around NED Plus. What we're trying to do is move from subjective wellness to objective precision. NED Plus is kind of foundational biology and not a trend. We're in the process of launching our own control study in Germany, which will be starting next month with quite a big cohort. So we'll be testing it's a double blind trial. We'll be testing and comparing the efficacy of NAD Plus delivered through DPI technology through the NADRX effectively matched against the efficacy of IV therapy. So we're really excited to see the results of that. But yeah, the most important thing is that, you know, that we measure the results. We measure them through diagnostics, through biomarker tracking, and repeat test over time. So yeah, we're all about everything we do at NED Clinic is about the science. It needs to be science-backed and evidence-led. And we're really proud that we work with a lot of the world's leading, I guess, advocates and scientists and researchers in this field. And we've taken this forward from the work we've done in NED Plus over the years, and now we've introduced it to a bunch of other, you know, other new products in our portfolio. Yeah, and we'll continue to work like this and always operate like this.
Which is exciting, isn't it? And that's beautiful for me to hear. I mean, obviously, the show is Ancient Wisdom, Modern Science. So I'm a massive advocate for modern science and as much clinical evidencing and research as we can do. And actually, as a Chinese medicine practitioner myself, being able to kind of look back now and look at some of the history around even the principles and practices of acupuncture and meridian as to where we thought were just energetic woo-woo and now realise the fascial lines and the circulatory and sort of neural networks and pathways, some of these major points sort of sit along and how they, you know, sort of can be tested is incredible. And actually, I think what's really exciting for me about this form of delivery, as you say, NAD, you know, NAD sort of has had this huge PR and profiling, hasn't it, for quite a lot of years. There's a risk that the efficacy of it and its ability to really support gets a bit weakened sometimes when we see it just over-consumerized.
Overhyped.
A bit like the word longevity.
It's interesting you talk about, you know, TCM, or traditional Chinese medicine. I'm also a big fan of traditional Chinese medicine, also Ayurveda. If it's part of our next line of innovation, what we've done, we've taken a Venn diagram and we've put TCM in there and we've put Ayurveda in there. We've put, you know, New World performance and longevity meds, and we figure the bullseye or the sweet spot in the middle is something in between those. So it's kind of old work meets new. So I'd like to spend as much time as possible in Asia. I used to work for many years in China. I lived in India for a long time, so I'm very familiar with the landscapes, and that's, I guess, half the reason I'm really excited about democratizing this whole space and combining this old world versus new world of science, and it's super exciting for me.
But I think also this delivery system, because of course, you know, we go back to the breath, don't we? And actually that in itself is so beautiful that we can sit in that ancient wisdom, sat, centering, reconnecting with the breath. And actually these powerful nutraceuticals are delivered by forcing us to slow down, inhale and center. And it just feels like a beautiful natural alignment for delivery with that broader, more holistic sort of grounding.
Absolutely agreed. I guess that's why a lot of the work we've done is with the spa. I think there's a lot of overlap, a lot of crossover from traditional spa into this new world of longevity and performance medicine. But yeah, it's really, really exciting. The most important thing for us is that we're able to sort of improve cellular energy and recovery capacity and cognitive clarity and resilience, metabolic efficiencies, and support cellular repair systems, you know, and help people become the best version of themselves effectively on a physiological and a cognitive level.
And that's why I think it's so important that these things that we're delivering are measurable, isn't it? That we can not only anecdotally recognize that within ourselves, you know, the brain fog lifting, feeling more cognitively sharp, feeling more energized, noticing the improvements inside our appetites and digestion, skin, all of the things that, you know, we'd get the benefit of, but being able to measure and track those as well is a beautiful part, really personalized, as you say, precision medicine. Crossover.
Well, that's what it's become. It's evolved now. It's precision medicine. I mean, just over a year ago, we launched a circuit, effectively, as we call it, a performance lab, but it's a combination of a bunch of an amazing, we believe, best-in-class diagnostics from AI-driven QEEG brain mapping to VO2 max testing, designed a blood panel with 68 key biomarkers on it as well. We've got a mitochondrial health test. As an aggregation, this performance lab, we believe, gives the best baseline metrics out there. So, you know, my mantra has always been measure it or forget it. And, you know, yeah. And no guesswork, just science. And keep it on point and rinse and repeat, because it's great for people to tell you, I feel much better, but it is kind of subjective. So when you've got the metrics there to back up and the evidence there to back up the protocol or the intervention you've recommended, it's really pleasing for me as a business owner and a kind of a pseudo scientist these days. But yeah, I've really enjoyed the journey, and everything has to be anchored in science and evidence.
And so where do you think we're heading? I mean, obviously, the broader delivery of these from your perspective, nutraceuticals via this kind of method. But where do you think as a broader industry we're heading in longevity and performance medicine? Because, it's getting more hyper-personalized, which is beautiful. Are you excited for that movement forward? And do you see that as something opening up or a challenge ahead?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is the way forward. I mean, we've had our corporate strap line since inception has always been personalized longevity, but now it's moved on, I think, from there. It's hyper-personalized or curating of programs. And I think that's the way forward. I think as you mentioned a little while ago, that there is a lot of hype in the industry. There's a lot of noise. For me, as a business owner, it's about cutting through that noise. It's about sort of, developing protocols and interventions and aligning that with diagnostics and working with scientists who medical practitioners who kind of believe in the same philosophy and ethos. Over the decade or so I've been involved in this industry, I've seen a massive sea change from conventional to conventional medicine to whatever longevity medicine or performance medicine. And I think now we're getting closer to a point in the middle where there's a massive overlap. I'm based in the Harley Street Medical District, and we deal with hundreds of clients or clinics or clients of ours in the UK and thousands internationally in Europe and overseas. And yeah, it's become, it's really interesting. You know, pretty much every GP I know now is a longevity doctor. So there's been a massive shift. I remember when I first started in this industry, everyone thought I was crazy, but it's become, I guess, mainstream.
Yeah.
And it's not going anywhere soon.
No, absolutely. Well, ultimately, people want to feel well, don't they? And if there's an opportunity to help ourselves feel well on a really hyper-personalized level, and that is backed by measurable science and evidence-led science, what a wonderful way to be moving forward. What does wellness mean to you? What does well-being or living well mean to you, Ian, personally?
Well, I've got a slightly different philosophy. I'm not a biohacker. I don't like to enjoy my life. You know, I like to have a glass of wine. I like to eat well. I obviously travel a lot. So my philosophy or my way of thinking is to be conscious without compromise, because I think you have to enjoy your life. We're all different. We're all humans. So I think it's been being grounded on an emotional level in terms of health and wellness. I can honestly say since I've been involved in this industry for 10 years. I've not been to a conventional doctor. So everything I do is around preventative health innovation, effectively. I'm invested in myself, but without compromising. But I am conscious about if I have a late night or I'm doing a lot of traveling, there needs to be some yin for that yang kind of thing. There needs to be balance. So I'm very, very fortunate that I've kind of been educated in how to sort of repair myself on a cellular level, how to prepare myself on a cellular level. Wellness to me is kind of that, to be conscious without compromise.
Lovely. I love that. Conscious without compromise. And as you say, just pivoted around balance, isn't it? Which is so important. So for those listening, if they were to take away just one thing from our conversation, what would you hope or want it to be?
What would I want it to be? I think anyone who's kind of unsure about NAD plus or any other form of performance longevity meds or new world medicine, not non-conventional meds, please give it a try and do look at prevention rather than cure. You know, the more we don't go to see the doctor, for me, the better. You can invest in yourself in a lot of other ways from a health perspective. I would say, cut through the noise, though. you know, we obviously, we sell a lot of products around the world. We don't sell on platforms like Amazon. Amazon's great, but if you're going to be doing protocols and you're going to be getting performance longevity meds, use a reputable source. Go and make sure that where you do buy medicines and take advice from professionals. There are plenty of functional health practitioners and integrative doctors out there, and amazing doctors who share their knowledge. But most importantly, use high quality products. Don't carry away and go shopping on Amazon, I don't think, for any of these products.
It's kind of an uncompromise there as well, isn't it? If you're investing in, invest well. Ian, thank you so much for joining me. It's been really insightful, and I'm so excited, not only for the NAD Air that you've co-created with Erin, but just seeing how this delivery system sort of opens up and expands, and as you say, democratizes sort of health and wellbeing access to so many more people to support them living healthy and well.
Amazing. Well, thank you for having me, and any time, give me a shout.
What I love about this conversation is that it brings us back to something very simple. That the future of health isn't necessarily about doing more, but about better understanding the body and working with it, not against it. Understanding our bodies, understanding energy, and understanding how we can support both in ways that are accessible, measurable, and aligned to real life. Whether that's cellular repair to cognitive clarity, to the role of breath as both a regulator and now a delivery system, this is where things start to get really interesting. A big thank you to Ian de Havilland for joining me today and sharing his journey, the innovative science and the incredible vision behind both his and Erin's work. If you're curious to explore more about NAD AirX, you can learn more via their website at nadairx.com. That's nadairx.com. And as always, whether you're a professional wanting to deepen your knowledge and confidence in health and well-being, or you're simply looking to better understand and support your own health, you can find more at teapot.org.uk for professional training and education, or visit me at michellehammond.co.uk for more individual, personalised health and wellbeing support. I'm Michelle Hammond, and until next time, take care of yourself in all the ways that matter most for you right now.